As we grow in our faith, we also grow to realize the grace, mercy, and the peace of God, our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, has created in us life. As the Holy Spirit has breathed life into us, let us rejoice. Hava Nagila. What? Hava Nagila. That phrase that invites us to rejoice in the new creation that God has established with the resurrection of Jesus Christ from death. During the season of Easter, we will travel through post-resurrection accounts of what Jesus does. We are going to keep seeing this incredible joy as the apostles and disciples realize that while they thought their hopes were drowned in grief, they were in fact restored and increased. They have witnessed the death of Jesus. They are also firsthand witnesses to his incredible resurrection. Even as the disciples try to process this, even as they realize that Christ conquered death, death will never conquer them. The scripture described the euphoria, the excitement, the incredible relief, the inexpressible emotions that flood them. As I read several of the translations, I found it interesting how they described this. And I believe most translations really understate their firsthand experience. Our text this morning from the ESV described it this way. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Overjoyed. Now, it could be the way we read it. We know the story, so we read very quickly over that word, overjoyed. I don't know. If I had been there, is that how I would have felt? If the man I invested 3 years of my life into, ultimately abandoning my job and to an extent my family to travel around the desert with him, as I saw him teach like no other, as I saw him heal like no other, if he was brutally executed like a common criminal, and then 3 days later appeared to me alive, physically, in a locked room, I think I would dance with joy. Oh, wait. That is what rejoice means. Hava Nagila. Let us rejoice, for Christ is risen. As we look at our gospel lesson this morning, there is something really incredible going on. The message, the good news of Christ, the very message that he came to deliver is summed up in his greeting. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Jesus is there. The Holy Spirit is given to them. Sin cannot and will not stop his presence or his peace. Peace be with you. Rejoice, Redeemer. The peace of God is with you. That is the message that was handed down to us. The message that Jesus Christ brought from God, the Father, to 12 very ordinary guys who shared it with the world of their day. God protected that message throughout the years, and it brought hope to some of the worst sinners in history until it came to us this day, today, here at Redeemer. Rejoice. Peace be with you. The disciples started to grasp this message as they are locked in the room, completely devastated by the events of a few days before. Locked in a room to protect them from both the Jews and the Romans, for the city is abuzz with the news that the body is missing. They wonder if they're safe. Jesus is there, not just spiritually, not just some idea or memory. Jesus is there, physically, in their presence. One early church father said it this way, and I paraphrase, "The God who was able to enter Mary's womb and be called Emmanuel was able to enter the room and prove to them that God is with us." And they rejoiced. The rejoicing does not end there. No, it continues. For Jesus breathes on them, and these men are commissioned, sent with a message. Filled with the Holy Spirit, they make this message known by doing incredible acts, forgiving sins of anyone by the command of God. They can erase sin of debt. Sin no longer has the power to destroy the peace of God, the peace that is with you. All that weight, the burden of sin that so binds us, is taken away. We can know peace, for that message was passed down to us. Your sin and the power of sin, which is death, has been destroyed by God the Father as he raised Jesus from the dead. So let us rejoice. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Hava Nagila. And what a lesson Jesus teaches us when he turns to Thomas. And what does he say? Peace be with you. The life of Thomas is not peaceful. We heard Thomas cry out in pain as he put to words his pain. Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. This is the same Thomas who declared he was willing to die with Christ as they left Galilee to head to Jerusalem. Not rash like Peter, he declared that Jesus was the Christ before Peter did. And yet all his hopes were crushed as his master, his rabbi, all that he knew and hoped for were crushed on the cross. We want to be critical and judgmental of Thomas. We label him as doubting Thomas. How could anyone rationally determine what Jesus meant when he said he was going to rise from the dead? Locked behind doors, Jesus will again prove to be Emmanuel, God with us. He will enter the room as he did before. He will greet them in the same way. But this time, I can almost picture him staring right at Thomas and saying, "Peace be with you." Jesus addresses the fear and pain of Thomas by recalling the words of disbelief. Yet those words only come after the greeting and blessing. Despite the doubts, Jesus greets Thomas, "Peace be with you." My own personal faith walk is often filled with questions, and I struggle and argue with God relentlessly. There are times I can imagine when I am in conflict with God, Jesus just looking me square in the eye and saying, "Hey, David, Peace be with you. Brothers and sisters, know without a doubt this morning, Jesus is there. Jesus is alive with you. Join in the rejoicing. Join in the dance. Join in blessing others who will believe your message, because it is the gospel of Christ shared through you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thomas, praise God, Jesus Christ is risen. Now with the doubts destroyed, along with the sin and the threat of death, Thomas's words of joy are heard. My Lord and my God. Rejoicing has entered into Thomas's life as he looks with awe at God and knows his love and finds his peace. Jesus is there amid your doubt. Jesus is there amid your lack of peace. Jesus is there amid your sin. Jesus is there amid your pain. God sent a message in Jesus. Peace be with you. Yesterday, we had the service, the celebration of life for George Colwell. It was an opportune time. I had the opportunity to speak with someone, and we spent time talking. And they struggled with their faith. They hear of a man of faith. And what can you say but peace be with you? Jesus is alive, and he's here with you now. I hope you realize that all this is more than just stories that have been passed down to us. For even as Thomas doubted, even as Peter struggled with his sin, and the sons of thunder dealt with their issues, each of us have issues today. And like the disciples, sometimes we respond to the pressures of our life. We may try to lock ourselves in our upper rooms where we can be safely terrified. For some, it is the memory of days past and the sins past and present that haunt us, trying to steal our peace. I spoke with a homeless man in Denver who came out of the shadows looking for money to get out of the cold. His name was Billy. He started the conversation this way. I was just released from prison, served 15 years for manslaughter. Can you spare some change so I can get in out of the cold? Denver's cold in winter, very cold. We talked. I shared with him the love and forgiveness of Jesus. He said, how can that be? How can Jesus love me, a man with my background? Peace be with you. By the time we were done talking and reading God's word, Billy had discovered God's peace. The message of Jesus Christ, which invades upper rooms and destroys the power of sin and the fear of death, and shatters all doubts as the Holy Spirit makes us realize that God is indeed with us. So let us rejoice. For that message of Christ is our message that we are sent into the world to share with our neighbors. For they too are stressed and crushed, and the doubt is evident. So let us rejoice in the message that our risen Jesus Christ was sent to bring. For he is risen. Risen indeed. Hallelujah. Peace. God's wonderful, unsurpassable peace is with you. May it guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.